True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whoo! Wow! Third hour of the program happening right now. We haven't had a fair foul light of the text messages like that in quite some time.
Hey, man, that's what I'm here for, personal vignettes.
Holy mackerel.
And for anyone that's thinking I'm just airing my boy, that's my day one. That's my day one. I told him I'd call him out on the radio tonight and see if it's fair or foul.
Yeah.
I love him. You know, he's the bro. Okay, let me 9 o'clock is when I'm exploding.
Patrick, yeah,
let me reel it back.
You might want to think back on that.
So, a lot to unpack here in the text line 877-881-1053 877-881-1053. That is the Franco and Franco injury attorney text line. Let's see.
Can I give a little more context?
Please do. No. That might need some more context. So, I mean, I don't know what other context you can use.
Some of the other texts that he sent was, you know, just sad about him and his girl breaking up.
Yeah,
he's kind of reminiscing about that and where he's at in life. Lost one of his pets.
Yeah, I don't know that that's strengthening the case though. To be honest,
lost one of his pets.
Yeah. No, he's down bad.
So someone texted in saying that, Blake, this might be a call for help. But the thing is, it's not like I don't see him three times a week. Like, we see each other.
It's a call for help, all right.
This isn't a random person that just randomly hit me up. Like, this is one of my good friends, so I don't think he needs to do a call for help.
Yeah, no, I don't know that it's that kind of help that he's asking for. Let's see. Here we go.
What you're insinuating.
I mean, I don't know that I can read any of these texts, to be honest with you.
I'd rather you not.
I don't think you can read any of these texts.
Totals are fired up.
They are definitely fired up. And it's all kind of in, you know, I mean, let's call it what it is. It's 90% foul based off the reception we've gotten here. Let's see. Okay.
Parse what you can say.
I'm trying to read what I can say. Than what I can't. Okay. You got it from the 972. You got to say love ya, not I love you to another man. That is foul.
I agree.
All right. And that's kind of the consensus here. Questioning his, you know, his sexuality is a big theme here. Let's see. For the 817. Nah, if you're longtime bros, you're practically family. It's fair, boys. Okay, so there's one. What's his number again? From the 214. Let's see. Blake, your boy want to be your man? let's see. Somebody said block that guy.
Never. Oh boy.
From the 682, perpetual foul.
It's foul times infinity.
From the 972, I've never drunk that much to tell my boy that.
I'm not much of a drunk texter.
I haven't drank in 9 years. Even when I did, I never said anything crazy like that. Now I might throw it some.
Are you sure you remember everything you said?
when you were drinking?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. No, I mean, the only blackout I did was fighting.
See, but, when I'm drunk, I just start calling my ex-girlfriends. That's my toxic
trait. Oh no, you're
trait.
I'm doing some you up text. I don't care. I do not. If you're drinking, you know,
I'm in the area.
Get the bleep out of. Hey, I'm drunk anyway. I don't care. But like I said, I've been sober 9 years, so it's all good. I hope he's not listening to the radio right now. LOL.
I don't know.
Let's see. This is part of that from the 601. This is part of that young generation that was locked in the house in 2020 and generated crazy tendencies. LOL. From the 469. I fear for you with that type of subliminal messaging, brother. Let's see. And then you already read, you already read about the homeboy saying that it might be bad. I'm a little behind in the broadcast, but it sounds like your boy wants to be your girl from the 812. So that's kind of,
I'm a love you guy. I'm a L-O-V-L-U-V-Y-A. Love you, bro.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what. Another man I love you.
I don't think I've ever done that.
No.
Maybe to a family member, like in a big moment. Like just texting someone out of the blue, I love you. A guy.
I mean, I text my son, love you, bro.
Yeah.
Love you, son. Love you, kid. Something like that.
Mm-hmm. The I is a lot to me. I can count on my hands how many different people I've said I love you to. Apparently, and they mainly have been romantic partners.
You might be thinking with his hands too.
What? You're crazy.
The
for
FaceTime.
That. No, you're crazy for saying that.
He's crazy for what he texted, man. Then he wants to follow it up with, let me FaceTime you later? Come on, man.
Maybe it's a cry for help. The reason I brought it up is, am I being a bad friend for like, because you saw the text messages. The most part, I'm laughing at him, sending memes and pretty much telling him to get out of here with that energy. Am I a bad friend?
How long was he with his girlfriend?
Dude, I make fun of him for this all the time. He's with her for like 4 months, and he acts like it was 4 years.
Yeah, dude. No, okay, so then.
I make fun of him for that.
Exactly, and you should.
All right, I'm going to play devil's advocate because please. I haven't really stated my piece on this.
Please. Yeah.
I think there's definitely some fair. I think there's definitely some foul.
Yeah.
I think that there is a little bit of a masking there because sometimes when people are going through things, they'll pretend they're not going through things, and they'll send memes, and they'll be funny, and they'll do all those things.
Yep.
But they're not really okay. And. Yeah. Though we could, you know, make fun of somebody for, oh, you're, you know, hung up over this girl, you were with her for 4 months. Some people get attached easier and more than other people do.
Yeah.
So, you know, 4 months with one girl may be different than 4 months with another girl with this guy. So, you know, emotions are different. So it could be hitting him harder than maybe.
I don't care.
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
And I know. I appreciate you playing devil's advocate. I'm sorry, but don't come to me and act like the world's ending because you broke up with a girl that you'd been with for 4 months. 3 months of that's the honeymoon period, okay? Like, let's call it what it is.
I told him not to do it, too, because it's the coworker. You never date the coworker.
Don't bleep or eat, okay?
Never.
Lord knows I've done it my fair share of times, and who cares, okay? You don't get to
okay, here we go, here we go, here we go. What? I'm a Gen X guy. Yeah. If you've known him for over a decade, let's see, I went to high school in 20... It was like, it's getting...
Yeah,
like,
how do y'all know each other?
We played high school football together.
Okay.
So, Colleyville Heritage, I was there in 2018. So, we've known each other since 2018.
All right, so you've known each other for 7 years. It's a good run.
I'm a Gen X guy. If you've known him for over a decade and he's family, when we hang up, we say, I love you. We say, love you, bro.
Yeah.
But there's no I.
We look, we've all... We're all on the same page on the love you bros. The I love you...
Middle of the day, too.
Middle of the day is bizarre.
I'd entertain the call. I see what's up. I'd be like, if nothing is actually going on, we need to.
So if
pump
a bro,
the brakes,
if one of your bros said I love you, you're not tripping?
I would be a little concerned. And then if like, hey, we need to call, I would entertain the call. And then if I'm like, if I realize that they're chill and they're like everything is okay, I'd be like, bro, like what was that all about? Like,
no, yeah, if he'd have called, he ended up not calling.
Yeah,
and then I just texted him. I said, you never called. What's up? He said, I'm sorry, I had to do work outside and passed out. I'm finna call.
I mean, I think there's something subliminal going on here. I just, again, and hey, look, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. This dude wrote about you in a journal, man.
Yeah. But okay. maybe that's just a good friend. I don't know. That's why I'm asking the Tolos and you guys.
And then followed up. But here's, again, and look, Fred's not the right. I mean, Fred's emotionless.
Yeah.
Okay. So take that with a grain of salt. That said, He said he missed you and he loved you. Okay? I reserve that for my children and women.
No, I'm not disagreeing.
So I don't know what else to say outside of that.
Okay, is this conversation different if it all happens in person?
If he tells you he like misses you and loves you to your face?
Is this how different is this if everything happens in person?
Well, then you get to see how drunk he is, and then you can kind of gauge, like, are you serious? Or, you know, if he bites his lip after he says it, then you're like, whoa.
Hey, man, I miss you, bro. I love you. Here's a diary entry I made about you.
I mean, again.
877-811-1053.
It's sus. It's suspect, bro. I'm not going to lie to you.
Someone said he has a journal. This is new information. I got more questions now.
Yes.
But see, I don't hate him for journaling because
I don't hate him for journaling either, but I just think it's odd that he journals about you.
I don't think I would send that.
If he misses you and then sends you a picture of it and follows it up with, I love you. Okay.
So you saw my response that I can't really say on the air.
No, you can't say it on the air, but... You might want to have a sit down with him.
Or do I?
No, you. I mean, if you've known him like that.
This is my boy.
If you've known him like that, I mean, you know, meet him in a public place. I mean, I ain't bringing him to the house.
I'm making it entertaining for you guys. Like, me and Bob are, we're cool. I already told him I'm going to make fun of him and bust his chops.
Yeah, now, I mean, look, I'd head on a swivel.
Yeah.
That's all I'd tell you.
Maybe on our Saturday show, I'll have him call in. He's a big Bears fan. Get his side of the story.
Look, we'll do a Tolos on the telephone on Saturday because we got the Cowboys game on Saturday. And of course, you and I'll be out there covering the game after we're done here on the radio. And of course, don't forget Saturday, no better place to listen to all Dallas Cowboys. You've got Jake and CA in the morning from 9 to noon. You'll have me and Blake from 12 to 3. Then you'll have the pregame with Eric Chiafalo and, of course, the Super Bowl winning scout, Brian Broaddus. And then, of course, the game starts at 6 o'clock. Postgame follows with Zach Wolchuk and Brian Broaddus. What are you laughing about?
Somebody said if you hang out with him, don't let him make your drinks.
that's fair.
I'll do a can.
Tell you what, go to a BYOB. You know what? I brought my own mixer. I brought everything. Don't worry about it. I'm good. Don't you worry about it. We are all set.
Are we
here.
Just in a generation? I don't do this. I'm just saying. I'm sure my homeboy's not the first guy to ever text another guy that. Are we just in a generation where guys are more comfortable? Because someone texted in, it was like one text, and they said, it sounds like Blake just isn't comfortable.
You guys are on one right now. From the two, was it? What number is this? The 325. Where the hell's that at? Anyway, great response. Go to the gym with him. See what he wears. There's your answer.
I've been to the gym with him. He's a regular guy. This isn't some random person I met last week. This is my friend of 7 years.
Okay, so he didn't try. Was he trying to push you to like? No. He didn't try to push you to spot you while you squatted?
No.
All right.
I make fun of him.
I'm just asking.
My friend Bob is very emotional, as you can tell by the text.
Clearly.
And every time he does have these little outbursts, it's never been this much.
Yeah.
I call him out and be like, bro, you're doing too much. He'd be like, you're right, bro. I just start drinking. I get emotional. Yeah. And this was just the most foul. I was like, bro, I got to bring this up.
Now, he took it to another level.
And I'm leaving some text out.
oh, there's more incriminating stuff.
There's always going to be more incriminating stuff.
I don't know. Is there? That's pretty incriminating on its own. So you, let me stop you right there, pal. You mean to tell me there's more stuff besides I miss you and I love you?
Okay. So he's doing acting classes. Shout out to my boy. He's going into acting classes. And he said,
Fred is struggling through this segment.
He said this after the FaceTime thing. I said, cry on FaceTime with me, dead emoji. He said, I need to be vulnerable so I can be a good actor. And I said, so has this been, you just been playing a role this whole time? I was like, it kind of clicked in my brain. Maybe all this was a farce.
Yeah.
And he's just playing a role.
Yeah.
He said, no, I would never cry in front of you. I'd leave first. No, not necessarily. My technique learning requires me to really know myself. So anytime something pinches me emotionally, I try to grab onto it and use it to create art and further develop my craft, especially with what I'm going through right now. I've used you as mental prep in class before.
Yeah, you might want to reevaluate this friendship.
I said, what do you mean me as mental prep?
Well, I think you know exactly what he means by mental prep. This dude said if he's going to cry in front of you, he's going to leave first, man.
No, he said, I said.
That's what he said.
I think he said he wasn't
going to
cry.
You asked, would you cry? And he said, oh, if I'm going to do it in front of you, I'm going to leave first. That's exactly what he'd say. Read it again. Let me make sure I didn't hear it wrong.
I'm going to raise an alternate perspective. I think he views Blake as a role model.
I said, on FaceTime with me, question mark.
Yeah, he's using something. It ain't a role model.
I said, on FaceTime with me, question mark. He said, never. Then another text, I'll never cry in front of you.
Then, but what did he say after that? I would leave first, correct?
I'll leave first. Yeah, that was the next text.
I mean, what are you? Hello? I mean, what are you?
Okay, maybe I'm just not getting it.
Yeah, maybe you're not. I would never cry in front of you, .. I would leave first. So he'll cry about you, but he's going to leave first, dude.
I said, what do you mean me as mental prep, question mark? He said,
me.
He said, like, you're my best friend. And then I sent this meme back of,
bro.
What is this? Who's this guy from
the
office?
That's Jim from Jim, the office.
Like, lowering his seat in the office, and getting out of camera frame. He said,
wow.
So if we didn't have a relationship for whatever reason, it would really negatively affect me. This helps him grow as an actor, having you as a good friend. And then when I sent that meme, he said, blank you, you're a female dog.
Mm.
And that was the end of the conversation.
Mm. Mm.
So fair or foul? I mean, that's just more context. That
bro, I mean, you already know where I stand on this.
I'm going to call him after the segment. See what he says.
Why don't you call him after the show?
Okay. Why don't you call him after the show?
What were we doing?
This is we're talking NFL football, Fred.
All right. Coming up next, we'll do a little NFL. We'll do a little NFL and we'll split it up with some khakis kicks. And then we'll talk some more. We've got a top five to get to.
A lot to get to. Don't go anywhere.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
We haven't had a topic like this light up the text lines in quite some time. And you're on one side of the aisle or the other.
There's no other way to put it.
There is no, dare I say, in between.
I will say, I'm serious, guys. I miss, this is from the 214. I'm serious, guys. I miss listening to Fair or Foul every day. Without this segment, I was lost for the day. Thank you, guys. Love you guys.
Y'all are cold blooded. I'm just now getting. And here's the thing, like you guys know how I do on the text message. I'll stay 2-3 hours behind. I'm 12 minutes behind, and it's. I mean, you guys have lit up. Shout out to the. I need glasses. Shout out to the 601 Fan After Dark Never Fails Best DFW Radio Show. We'll take it. We'll take it, Gavin. If you're listening,
if you're in your car right now, give yourself a clap.
I'll tell you what.
Clap it up for yourself.
Yeah, you guys figured out you can't mash on.
Tell you what, be careful about who you're clapping.
I mean, think about it, Fred.
I wish I could read some of these text messages. I mean, it's a fine line with some of these text messages.
You
want to
just read it and I'll just keep dumping just so that way you can just say you did it?
Just light it up and he just dumps the last 30
seconds. The YouTube and the Twitch would certainly get
a treat.
No, they absolutely would.
They don't even know what we're talking about.
If I read some of this stuff, it is wild, man. It is wild.
Someone just texted in to check the Braves-Mets game. LOL. The score. It's 9-6.
See, you guys are doing too much.
That was gonna be like too much. That was gonna be like 17-16.
From the 806, if mental prep turns into physical prep, you need to worry.
Wow.
Wow. I mean, this dude's dropping just hint after hint after hint, man.
What do you mean hints?
What do you mean? You don't know what a hint is? For all my Swifties out there, Easter eggs. She's dropping Easter. This dude's dropping Easter eggs, man.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
Look, I'm just going to say this. If I told you, and we'll get into Khaki's Kicks after I say this. If I just gave you a random example. I said, man, this dude that I know wants to be an actor, won't cry in front of me, but he says if I was going to, I would leave the room first, uses me for mental prep as an actor, journals about me, and said I love you. What would be the first thing you would think of?
Probably emotional. That'd probably be the first thing that comes
up. You're being radio safe, okay? And I appreciate the fact that you're tiptoeing around it.
Vulnerable.
Okay.
Because a lot of people were saying he's just being vulnerable. Someone said life is too short to worry about what other people think. I tell all my bros I love them.
Okay. I mean, hey, and again, great. Fantastic. But I just gave you 5 or 6 things that...
And see, I've had...
Who sang that song, Things That Make You Go, Hmm?
Have you ever had a guy in your life say, I love you to you?
Like that? No.
Just in general.
No. I like I said, my boy Caesar was like... Love you, bro.
So none of your guy friends.
Love you, bro.
None of your guy friends would be like, I love you, man. Drunk, not drunk.
First of all, no man, friend or no, has ever said, I love you, man, drunk. Ever. Ever.
I don't think that one is like if you're with a bunch of your boys and you're buzzing like, no, I love you, man.
I love you, bro. Yeah,
yeah,
that's one thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the context of, man, I've been journaling about you. I miss you. I'm so glad you're single again. What? You're glad I'm single?
I mean,
what? I love seeing you in the wild. Oh, what? What? I forgot what kind of killer you are out in the field. Okay, now you're doing two. Now you're glazing me, bro. Like, that's now you. No. There's
the funniest part was Fred saying glazing. Right there.
Yeah, look, I've been around my son for a week. Okay, I had to hear it. I got hip to the lingo for the last week and a half.
The Tolos are loving it.
It's too much, man.
See, I'm having to toe the line because if I defend him, everyone's texting certain things. But he's also my friend who
I'm glad that he's your friend.
I do not think that there is some subliminal messaging.
Oh, I think there's plenty of subliminal messaging, and I think you need to clarify it.
But I do think that sometimes he's a little too vulnerable.
And he gets uber emotional and falls in love with chicks after 4 months. Tell you what you need to do. You need to talk to one of these gals.
No. Trust me. When it comes to getting him in the field, I am at the forefront of that, and he's with
me. No. You're missing my point.
Oh.
You're missing my point.
Because I want to get him in front of some ladies.
No.
Again.
He's talking about
He needs to get back in the field.
You need to talk to
his formers.
Here's a question, and this will be the last thing I say about this. So these girls he's dating that he falls in with,
it's just one. Yeah, he had a girl for 5 years coming out of high school through most of college that he was with most of the
time. What happened with that?
He just broke up. He said he was ready to move on. Just broke up with her.
And then he met with the other girl. And
well, no, he didn't meet the other girl until recently. He's been broken up with old girl for like 3 years. It was like a 3 year gap of just being single.
And this one he fell hard for after 4 months that just went kaput.
Yeah. Probably my fault. I said, bro.
Oh, and it's your fault? That's okay. Why. Oh.
I can't say nothing.
No, the plot thickens.
I told him.
Well, since you ruined it.
Can you stop? No, I told him that we're too young to be dating someone.
You know what, Blake? You're right.
Stop. Like you gotta chase the bag. You gotta go get your future life and not be worrying about your girl. He gave the same speech to me.
Mm. And
I bet he did. It's not why I broke up with my girl, but just because she was.
And he took that personally.
She was just annoying. I just didn't want to be around that anymore.
Yeah, you were setting it up all right, and he took it a different way. All right, Khakis Kicks, let it happen. The khakiest of the khaki, the one, the only, Mr. Khaki Kevin Walker.
Y'all have possibly set me up for the worst segue into a sneaker segment of all time, but we're going to give it a shot. This is Khakis Kicks. Thank you for tuning in. 877-881-1053. If you can text anything about not what they were talking about and try to text in some sneaker-related things, maybe what you're wearing, some Jordans, some sneakers, some flip-flops, work boots. We know that y'all got everything going on tonight, so we'll start with that, and then we'll go around the room. Fred.
What up?
What we got on the feet?
Let's not pretend like you guys don't already know what your boy's wearing. Some Nike Freeze. However, a pair that I actually forgot that I had. I hadn't seen them in so long. We got the Army Green. Forest Green. Okay. And if you'll notice, not wearing a roofing shirt tonight.
I know. I like the shirt.
You like that?
I like the little graphic tee.
You like that? Will.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm trying to expand.
I feel like I know that actor. I can't
you
really
do.
See.
You absolutely.
I actually do this.
You absolutely know that actor.
Give me a better look at the top left corner. That is, what show is, he's, man. First letter. Give me first letter I'll get. I know who it is. I just don't know their name. First letter.
I mean, once I say it, it's going to give it away.
His first letter, dog.
N.
Of his name?
No, of his dog, yes.
Of his I mean, his first name or last name.
Is that his first name starts with an N?
Yeah.
Neil Gratzwick.
You want to take a stab at it there?
No, I can't even see it from here.
Nicolas Cage.
That's who it is.
Nicolas Cage is the
Night at the Museum.
We were looking for.
Night at the Museum.
Never seen it.
Nope.
Couldn't
also
tell you.
Also not correct.
What was that movie
National
he was in?
National Treasure.
National Treasure.
That never messed with that movie. What was the movie? Actually, he's playing Al Davis. No, he's not Al Davis, but he's in that movie,
he's
though,
Madden.
Isn't he? He's Madden. That's what I'm saying. Okay, I'm sorry. He's Madden, and Christian Bale is Al Davis in the new Madden flick.
People
so
are saying
go.
Christian Bale is kind of crazy. I saw a little snippet about him.
Oh,
some
he
of the
is
stuff
crazy.
He does to his
so, Blake, what you got on your feet?
Blake has on a pair of Uggs.
Okay. That's it?
Plot thickens.
No, I'm joking. I have on my Boston clogs.
Your Birkenstocks?
My Birkenstocks.
I've got on my Birkenstocks.
You're rocking them too?
Yeah, I've got my Birkenstocks.
Is he flexing that he paid retail price for the same product?
Ooh,
I think that's what he's doing.
Is that what he's doing?
I mean,
same product.
If that's how you take it, I can't control that. So sorry.
How much you pay for yours?
I don't know.
No, like, now you know. How much did you pay for your sneakers, Kevin?
These are like 3 years old. I probably paid like $160.
Oh my lord, $160 for some Birkenstocks? He's worth $30. Put him up. You got your camera on? Show the Twitch and YouTube. Can anybody tell the difference?
Dusty.
Is the camera on me?
Yeah.
Can anybody tell the difference in me and Kevin's sneakers? If not, $100 ripoff. Continue.
Anyway. All right, let's go to the Tolos, and then I need y'all's help with something. 903, been rocking my Nike Free Run as well that I picked up over the tax-free weekend. Yeah, let me know if y'all got any sneakers over tax-free weekend. But we'll be trying for the Air Max 1000. I love the Air Max 1000. That's a 3D printed shoe that Nike came out with. I think it looked pretty cool. On Clouds at Work from the 214. We got I'm at work from 817. Okay, well, what are you wearing at work? Still some
pressure.
still some people texting in about what we were talking about before. 940, shout out to my 8-year-old. So proud he has the Air Max DN Lego collection. Wish they would come out with some of those.
Can I ask you a question, Kevin?
Yeah.
That collection that he just texted, how much do you think that costs?
The Lego collection?
Yeah.
It's not too much. They only have youth sizes. So under $100, maybe $100 tops. Okay, okay. Yeah, it's mainly for kids.
I was going to say, if you're spending over $100 for your kids' sneakers, I'm not pocket watching, you might be a billionaire for all I know.
Some people are spending some money.
Would you spend over $100 for a kid under 10 sneakers? And obviously, if you're stepping like that, whatever. But if you're just your average lay folk like most of us, do you think over $100 is a little OD?
Definitely want to get like name brand, but like I'll be looking for like deals and stuff.
What about you, Fred? Would you ever spend $100 or more on kids' shoes under 10?
Oh, hell no.
Okay.
Hell.
Like, would you give them some collector edition
shoe? No, because they're not, you don't get your kid a collector shoe of anything because they're going to beat the crap out of them. They ain't going to be in them long.
Agreed.
So, I want to have matching sneakers with my future children. So that would be my mindset.
God bless you. Yeah, you say that now because you ain't buying them. Wait till you see the fact you're going to be dropping a bill 20 on some Jordans. You're like, yeah, maybe.
Hey, I was incorrect, though. Lego collection.
He's going to rock some Reeboks.
Lego collection is $155, apparently, from the 940. So,
Skechers slip-on, B. I'm 35. There you go.
Don't hate it. All right, guys, I need some help. I have, as you might may or may not know, because we never did revisit the topic, I am slowly but surely getting ready to move, and I have a lot of sneakers. Therefore, I have a lot of boxes of sneakers.
How many?
How many sneakers or how many boxes?
Hopefully those are the same answer.
Well, what I mean is I have empty shoe boxes that don't have sneakers in them because I have my sneakers in a case. But I've kept all these boxes because they're special edition boxes. They're not just your like plain red Nike boxes. But so now I've got to figure something out to do with them.
Wouldn't the sneaker to box ratio still be the same then?
No, not necessarily, because all the like regular basic ones I threw away.
Okay,
so I'm thinking I'm probably at like 45.
Woo!
Something like that.
40? Can anybody beat Kevin's number of 45 total sneakers?
People can definitely beat my number for sure.
I can't. I got like 12 pairs.
People who got bred like that and people who are into sneakers like that, they stay with the hundreds and then they kind of move from there.
Fred, I think we could add ours together and we wouldn't beat Kevin. He's got 45 pairs of sneakers. I think I have 12.
I probably have... Yeah, he probably would beat us both. I mean, I've got... I don't know. I mean, I've probably got about 30, 35 pairs of shoes.
35 pairs?
Yeah.
Maybe I need to get my sneaker game up.
Now, I also have like 4 pairs of Cole Haan dress shoes. What's so funny about that?
I didn't laugh.
No, you snickered. Like that, like that's, first of all, it's Cole Haan.
That's why I just snickered.
Cole Haans are nice.
Thank you, Kevin.
No. I sell quite a bit of them.
What do you mean? Why are you snickering about Cole Haans?
I didn't. That was Kevin.
You're wearing Birkenstocks. You're gonna snicker.
No. You're not gonna jump on that.
You're gonna snicker at me for wearing Cole Haans, which are $1.20 a pop.
We're not going off price. Price means nothing.
Yes, it does.
No, it does not. Just because you overpaid doesn't mean it's a good product. Just told that to Kevin
Cole Haans ago. Cole Haans are legit, dude.
Yeah, they have legit quality. That's kind of why people buy them.
Thank you.
Disagree.
What are you talking about?
Disagree.
Do you even, how many pairs of Cole Haans you got?
Don't need any. Buy nice dress shoes. What kind? Don't worry about it. Gatekeeping. Continue.
Cole Haans are nice dress shoes. 877-881-1053.
Mediocre dress shoe.
You're mediocre.
So I've got to figure out something to do with all these boxes. I was thinking of taking them and breaking them down and putting them into posters. But I don't know. I was trying to see if the Tolos had any other ideas. Because I got to figure something to do with them. Because I've got 4 large boxes.
Just buy what you do, get a big plastic bin. Period.
No, I've got 4 large boxes that are filled with empty shoeboxes.
Wow.
Yes. Well,
what do you want to keep the shoeboxes for?
Because they hold special quality.
They hold value, Fred.
They won't hold value because I'm going to cut them, but they're special to the shoe. They're not just like a basic box. They're all special boxes for a specific shoe.
I went through what Kevin went through it at a point in my life. And I kept them for 2 moves, and I would stack them under my shoes, under my shoe display on the wall.
Thank you, Dope Sick Dave. The Cole Haans are elite. I still have my Cole Haans and Nike dress shoes, most comfortable shoe ever. By the way, Dope Sick Dave had a great audition last week.
Uh-oh.
At the Fan Phenom. Needs to lift his energy up a little bit. That's what Gavin said, but he'll be back, I think, tomorrow. So shout out to Dope Sick Dave. By the way, big time Tolo, big time G-Bagger as well. Continue.
Shout out, Dave. I went through that, too, with the boxes. The most recent time I moved, though, Kevin, but I'm also a little bit older than you. I
from the 214, give them to Blake's friend to store his journals in.
Where's the bell? I think a callback. I ended up, my last time moving, I had to move on from the boxes. And I just threw the boxes away. And that was a hard decision for me.
I don't want to do that, though, because I think a lot of them look really cool. And I'll show y'all some of the inspiration over the ideas that I have, but I can literally take the boxes
and
cut them into the shape of a frame and put them up.
What are we talking about? Is it safe to say Blake needs to hand Blake Fred his credit card because Fred has style? How much you pay this guy to send this?
His black card because Fred has style.
Everybody's got call-ons.
What are we talking about? Fred has style.
No, that's a wild take, not going to lie. Considering that I've dressed pretty much the exact same every day. But as I've said before, I do, you know, I can dress up when I need to, but very rarely do we get a unanimous across the board sentiment from the text line.
Oh, they all love Cole Haan.
469, I have 25 pairs of Cole Haans.
Okay, let me just make this clear. I don't know if you guys all invested in Cole Haan stock before this show or whatever.
No, nobody did.
And two.
All the people that are loving the Cole Haans, great for you. Put Dash your age. Put Dash and your age. Because what Blake...
Khaki Kevin!
I don't care what Khaki Kevin likes!
This is his segment, Khaki's Kicks.
That's one person.
He's 22 years old, for God's sake.
I sell them to all age ranges. Everybody buys Cole Haans.
Thank you.
Well, you guys need better shoe fashion. I don't know
what to tell you. You haven't named one dress shoe yet.
Look, I don't wear dress shoes. I respect Cole Haans because they have nice quality. They have nice leather. And to be honest with you, they're not that expensive for a high quality shoe.
I agree. They're middle of the road shoes.
You know what? You're a middle of the road shoe, says the guy wearing
Birkenstocks.
Why are we hating on the Birkenstocks now?
I almost said something. I almost cursed.
The Birkenstock was so good that they made reps of
them. Guess what?
Who's making reps of Cole Haans?
Nobody, because they can't. That's the whole point. Any Tom, Dick, or Hank can make some generic ass, whatever you're wearing. You don't see generic Cole Haans.
Nobody wants to
take
make a rep
home,
of it.
Take us home, Kevin.
At @khaki_kev, if you want to talk some sneakers, Cole Haans, or anything else, this has been Khaki's Kicks. Derailed, like always.
Absolutely. All right. We're going to move haikus to the 10 o'clock segment because I want to do some NFL talk coming up next. That's what we're going to do. So football talk coming up next. Last hour. Get your minds right. We're going to do haikus at 10, top five at 10:20, and put a bow on this bad boy at 10:40. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the Fan After Dark. Blake Elliott, Fred Davis, and Khaki Kev got you locked and loaded on a Wednesday night here in the DFW. I got to address this text, and we'll get to some NFL.
Which one? There's so many to address.
I will try my best not to derail this segment and us actually talk some National Football League, because there has been some good stories going on. I said, okay, Blake's wearing fake Birkenstocks. Fair. But making fun of Fred's Cole Haans, I think fair. Get the blank out of here. You know, all good, whatever. Here's why I'm reading this. I don't believe a thing Blake says, which is fine. Some people might have that opinion. He said he knew me, and I called him out. He did not know me, so from that point on, I don't believe a thing Blake says. Now, the reason I'm reading this is because I did run into a supposed Tolo the other day. I was leaving the Golden Chick parking lot, and as I'm about to leave, I had my window down.
Yeah.
Someone goes, Blake, what if I do the fan? I was like, oh, what's up? I assumed like that we had met before.
Yeah.
So I kind of just sparked up a conversation. What's up, man? How you doing? We talked a little ball for 10, 15 seconds.
Yeah.
And then I was like, all right, man, I'm going to be on my way. But the way this gentleman interacted, you would have thought we'd met each other 4, 5, 6 times, and it was just we'd run into each other. Yeah. So by the way this is texted, I feel like this is this gentleman, because I probably did give off the impression that I didn't really know who they were. And I'm sorry if I didn't know you.
He said you acted like you knew him, or you said you acted like you didn't know him?
I don't believe a thing Blake says. He said he knew me, and I called him out. He did not know me, so from that point on, I don't believe anything Blake said.
I need to read that. Where is this? Where is this text at?
361. I was trying...
Oh, that's hilarious.
I was trying to be nice, Fred. And now he's texting the show, calling me out.
He said he knew me, and I called him out. He did not know me, so from that point on, I don't believe
what am I supposed to say?
Thing Blake says.
It's fair.
What am I supposed to say in that situation?
I think I'm going to take a picture of this and tweet it out right now, in fact. Because it's
just, if you had a Tolo roll up to you while you're leaving Chick-fil-A.
Well, funny story. Funny story. Ran into a couple Tolos today at my spot, Double A Cafe over
shout
there.
Shout out Incoming.
Capel. Okay, you know how I do. And shout out to my boy Scott, who's a diehard Tolo, listens to the fan from morning till night.
You're also better remembering names. I've told a lot of people I'm going to give them shout outs and I forget their name.
Trust me. I have given out, well, plenty of shout outs, but I have told plenty of people that, I mean,
I want to in my heart. Like, it's not that I just forget their name.
I tell people I'm going to give them shout outs all the time. All the time. Because the fan, hey, had a lady today. Don't know her from Boo. Do not know her from Boo. Now, mind you, I got to give a shout out to my boy Mark Cormier. Talked to him, big time Tolo, whatever. We chit chatted today. He's from Houston, been in Dallas for the last 20 years, whatever. So me and him talked for probably a good half hour, 45 minutes, whatever. We're chit chatting, boom. I get up, say what's up to my boy Scott. Hey, tune in tonight. Da, da, da. This gal gets up and she goes, can I take a picture with you?
Oh, okay. Then you woke up from your dream. This girl asked to take a picture with you today, Fred.
I put this on my two children because I looked at my boy Mark and I was like, you want to take a picture with me? And she goes, yes. Probably in her mid-50s.
Can we get a voice reenactment so we can
picture the statement? And then she said, it's so nice to meet you, Gavin Dawson.
So let me set the stage. No, she knew it was me. And again, I didn't talk to this woman.
Okay, I'll be you. You be the girl.
Okay.
All right, Scott. I'll see you later. Scott, I'm about to head out of here.
I dap him up because we're sitting at the breakfast bar. Okay. Yeah. Dap him up. Hey, good to see you, Scott. Tune in tonight.
No, I'm you. You're the girl. I'm you. Okay. Nice seeing you, Scott. I'm about to leave. I'm out here. It is what it is.
Excuse me, Scott, because she was already talking to Scott. Scott, can you take a picture of me and Fred?
Me? You want a picture with me?
Yes.
Me? Right?
Why?
Choppy?
Why?
Why?
Why? Why? Why? I said, why me?
Why me?
This is for my husband.
Oh, your husband also does journal entries.
Now, I don't know if this was to rub it in his face. I don't know. I didn't ask questions. All right.
We took the picture. Boom, done. BS with my boy Mark out in the parking lot. That was it.
How did you pose in the picture? Arm around? Where was the arm placement?
Arm right around her, like this. Arm right around her.
Okay, yeah. Was it a floating grip or was it a grip? Yeah, the floating grip, just, where it's like your arm's there, but it's not touching.
Oh no, I mean my arm. I mean, I'm locked in. I mean. Now, and okay, mind you.
Okay, husband that's listening.
Hey, look, hey, whatever. I mean, and I had just left the gym and was wearing a tank top.
Oh, okay.
Just saying.
The veins were popping, and oh, she said.
Look, and it was shoulder day, okay? So your boy was blinging.
Yeah.
And again, she wanted a picture, so.
What was her remark after she took the picture?
She said, thank you.
That's it. Thank you.
And sat back down. Yeah. Thank you, smiled at me, and sat back down.
Okay.
So there you go.
Well, we don't remember her name. Maybe a good thing.
I didn't ask.
Maybe a decent.
And maybe kind of a jerkish thing by me. I didn't even ask her.
If they're real Tolo, they'll text in.
If you were the lady,
do we think she's listening at 9:53 at night on a Wednesday?
Look, she's asking you for pictures.
I was
going to
say
wild.
If she knew what you look like, then she's a Tolo in some form.
But, okay, but here's the thing. I don't know.
I think Kevin brought up a great point though. What if she thought you were somebody else?
No, she knew who I was because Scott. So here's the thing. I'm a regular at this restaurant.
You're hanging out with Choppy?
Okay. I'm a regular at this restaurant. Like, they know me there. Okay. So I go there once, twice a week.
And well, y'all know where to meet Fred now.
And I always sit at the breakfast bar. All right. Shout out to my boy Billy. And like I said, Scott sits at the bar too. I'll sit next to him. Uncounted. I'll talk to him. Okay. And boom, done.
If you want to get on the radio, just meet Fred at the...
Meet me at the Double Egg.
Meet him at the Double Egg.
You know?
You might be on the radio the next day.
Who doesn't have place?
Do you have a special on the menu?
Frederick? No. Although I do get the two egg, two meat breakfast with French toast.
Speaking of becoming a regular, I became a regular today. I put it on my Instagram story. I went to the Tropical Smoothie close to my gym. And I've gone three times now within the last 5 days.
Yes.
And the cashier goes, hey, Blake, as I walked in.
There you go.
She said, peanut butter cup again? I said, you know it. White chocolate, add whey protein.
There's nothing wrong, A, with a little bump and grind. B, going to a place that, A, you like the food.
One line. Keep going.
They got good coffee. Because, look, if you're going to be a breakfast place...
We've somehow gone off track.
This is great football talk.
If you're going to be a breakfast place, you better come correct with the coffee. All right? What kind of, I mean, you go to, I mean, now you're not a big coffee drinker. Kevin, you don't really drink coffee either. If you're going to go to a breakfast place, because anybody can do eggs, anybody can do bacon, although I went to a place over the weekend, their sausage patties look like hockey pucks. You better have good coffee. Okay? And my boy Billy... Is
why are people still talking about what
your
happened?
Situation?
Yes.
Yeah,
Odyssey exactly. Rewind.
What did somebody say? I'll tell you what. I laughed my ass off.
972 asked a very great question that I would like to second. What happened to the NFL segment
from the 945? At least we know Blake's plus one at Mavs Pride Night.
James Cook signed a deal. $30 million guaranteed, 4 years, $45 million.
That seems like a fair deal.
You think him?
Would they give him $48 million?
They gave him $48 million with over 30 million guaranteed. He's got this year. So, yeah. Do you think he'll be the running back for the Bills for the next 5 years? Or do you only worry about the guarantees?
You worry about the guarantee. He's got 3 years. I'm sure it'll void out some of these year or some of the money this year. He's going to get paid some money up front.
I think only running back who's got more guarantees is Saquon.
What was his signing bonus?
That I did not see.
Okay, but like I said, the $30 million is guaranteed, so boom, there you
Blake,
go.
Blake, you're getting called out again, 361.
What did I say?
Says, this is D, a.k.a. Tolo D, a.k.a. Mama D, as Sean Sharif refers to me. On X, you said you knew me. I called you out. You then said, I lied. I don't know you.
Okay, I'm lost. So is this a Twitter interaction or was this real life?
I mean, X is... Twitter, last time I checked.
No, but no, I'm saying, did I say I didn't know Tolo D on Twitter, or is this the person I ran into at Golden Chick?
I'm going to say you're asking the wrong person.
She's Tolo D is Mama D, aka Mama D, as Sean Sharif refers to me. I mean, that's a mouthful. Okay,
I don't know what's going on. I don't know who I do and don't know.
Whoa, hey. All right, coming up next, final hour of the program. So much to get to. We've got haikus coming up next. The two topics are as follows: Brisket Sandoz and the Cowboys preseason game number 2. Get your haikus ready. Coming up next.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.